This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A member of Israel's three-person war cabinet says there are new attempts underway to reach a ceasefire deal to pause the war in Gaza. But Benny Gantz said on Wednesday Israel is ready to press ahead with its offensive in the southern city of Rafah during the upcoming Muslim holy month of Ramadan, despite widespread international opposition. Israel is seeking the release of more than 100 hostages Hamas is still holding in Gaza. U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas wants an end to the war, withdrawal of all Israeli troops, and the release of Palestinian prisoners held by Israel. The mother of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has filed a lawsuit at a Russian court demanding the release of her son's body, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Lyudmila Navalnaya is fighting the refusal of Russian officials to release her son's body, according to Russia's state news agency TASS. Navalnaya has been trying to retrieve her son's body for days, following his death in a penal colony in Russia's far north. Meanwhile, Britain has issued sanctions against six people who led the penal colony where he was held, according to the UK Foreign Office. It said at the penal colony, Navalny suffered from being denied medical treatment. I'm Karen Chamas.
Former WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's last fight to stop extradition to the United States concluded on Wednesday at the London Courts of Justice. U.S. prosecutors are seeking to put the 52-year-old on trial over WikiLeaks' high-profile release of vast troves of confidential U.S. military records and diplomatic cables. They argue the leaks imperiled the lives of their agents and there was no excuse for his criminality. This is VOA News.